Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, everybody. I appreciate you listening in today. This is a special show, and y'all will have to bear with me for 1 second. I'm trying to get some of these people on, so bear with me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Yes, there's a lot of controversy going on, so but everybody's calling in. Bear with me 1 second. All right, y'all got to forgive me. Everybody's kind of calling in to see what's going on. Evidently, I have not looked at the boards to see this major argument, and I have not listened to Mississippi Joe's show, this weekend. So, from Friday night. So I don't really know all the ins and outs of it. So y'all bear with me 1 second, and let me get Mississippi Joe on. Hold on 1 second. A lot of this stuff, as I'm trying to get these numbers on, y'all bear with me. As I'm trying to get people on, I'm gonna get Mississippi Joe on first, so he can talk about what happened, and just bear with me.
Hi, Cook Lights, and I want
Mississippi Joe, how you doing? Mississippi Joe, you there?
I want to express. Make sure they cook light, not hard.
All right. All right. That's Joe. Hello. Right there. Mississippi Joe, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm in a restaurant today. I'll be out in probably about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm getting me something to eat. I got a lot of noise. But just talk
I'm
about
put
something
you on
until
right.
I get out of here. Okay.
All right. I'm going to close your mic for a minute while I get a couple more people on.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks.
All right, again, y'all bear with me so I can get the next man on. All right, better get tight man on.
Hello.
Tight man, this is Jay Barnes. I'm calling you from the radio show. Is it possible for you to get a cold kill on your line, or should I call him direct?
I got it. Hold on. Killer, you on the show with all that damn background noise. Put your phone on mute so you can get quiet.
All right.
All right. I got Killer on, Jay.
All right. Tight man, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'm still Tight man, if you will, while I'm still trying to get some of these people on the line, can you kind of give us a overview of what's going on. I know I've got a lot of calls concerning something that Joe said on Friday. I hadn't heard it. I just know there's a lot of complaints. I've heard there's a lot of posting on Grudge Racer, and I wanted to kind of get everybody on where we can discuss it, and so that everybody can hear what the official response is from Grudge Inc. as well as people that's involved with Grudge Inc. And so, can you watch a couple more people on? Can you kind of give us an overview, because this tape will be played in all parts of the country. So if you will, unbiasedly give us a report of why we're here today.
Yes, sir. On Friday, July the 19th, at the Mississippi Joe's show, member of Grudge, Inc. He made some comments, and as we all know, you can be a member of an organization, but you do not speak for the whole organization. And Mississippi Joe gave his point of view on a certain facility, and that is his point of view. That's not BML, King Cold Killer, myself, and Grudge Inc. point of view. And you know, we just wanted to let people know that you can be a member of an organization, but when you take and you voice your opinion, you don't need the public saying Grudge Inc. said this, J Bond Killer said that, Chris Student said that, and we arrogant. We ain't arrogant, Tony Bynes. We just slap the shit out of you every time we get a chance, and we enjoy beating up on you. And that's just pretty much all to that. And it's not arrogance. It's confidence. It's swag. And later on in this show, you know, I think Killer will address the reason why you get slapped in the mouth so much. And, yeah, we don't race every weekend like you do because we have families, wives, and other things to take care of other than a bucket of boats. So, you know, that's all I want to say. And by now, Jay should be on. Killer, you got anything you want to add to that?
You know, I just want everybody to know, you know what I'm saying, the comment I made Wednesday night about where I will and won't race it. You know what I'm saying? That was a comment I made, and I stand by my comment. You know what I'm saying? But that issue is being handled internally, so I don't want to speak on that issue. You know what I'm saying? That issue is being handled, you know what I'm saying, outside the public ear. So, you know what I'm saying, none of y'all business how it get handled or what's saying to get it handled. So, you know, I won't speak on that anymore. You know what I'm saying? If you see me there, you see me there. If you don't, you don't. So, you know, y'all don't have to worry about hearing me speak on that anymore. That's already been spoken on and being handled the way it's going to be handled. And on Tony, you know, we like the competition. We like racing you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know why you feel, you know, you like to throw Chris' name in everything and my name in everything. You know, Chris like to race. You know what I'm saying? He like the class race and he like the grudge race. He understand the difference between class race and grudge race. He don't take a grudge car and race class races with it. You know what I'm saying? So he understands, you know, what to do. And Tony, on your behalf, you like to throw Chris' name in a lot of stuff, and that's what upsets and piss him off. So he gonna defend himself as he should, just like you defend yourself as you should. But you gotta realize the whole thing about the reason why you keep getting your ass whooped when you run up against the Cold Killer BMF camp. Because what you need is give your tuner better piece of equipment to work with.
Hey, Jay, you have your phone on speakerphone. Who is on speakerphone?
Yeah. I'm
take
not
it off
on speakerphone.
Okay, who else on the phone?
Come on here. Mississippi Joe on here.
Okay.
Just take,
everybody
just make sure you're off the speakerphone because we're getting some reverb back.
Okay, now, let me finish. So, Tony, the reason that you get messed up every time you run against us is because you take a not-so-good car that you think is good and you put Lamar in a situation that he has to make the best out of what he gets. So now you make Lamar look bad because you bring up the tuner situation in a mix with when you gave him a piece of shit to work with. So stop giving Lil Mo these ragged cars to work with and bring him into these tuning battles and making him look bad. Because he good at what he do. He done made a lot of cars go fast, and you done made him make a lot of your shit go slow because you give him some shit to work with. So give him some better cars, and the results might change. I doubt it, but it might change against other people. I don't know. You ain't going to beat me. But You know, that's a few things I've been looking on the board reading on. And the Mississippi Joe situation, you know what I'm saying? Mississippi Joe is a grown man. He has his own opinions. He can say and do whatever he chooses to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, he might have some insight about what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? And he might not have insight. But y'all gotta let him speak his mind and hold him accountable for what he say. You know what I'm saying? And I'm quite sure he's a grown man. He can stand up in the paint for himself. He don't need nobody to defend him. You know what I'm saying? He don't need nobody to hold his hand. He a grown man. He can fight his own battles. And if need be, the battle is up to be fought. You know what I'm saying? The people that need to fight it with him will be there fighting with him. You know what I'm saying? But on the issue at hand, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know exactly what was said. You know what I'm saying? So I just know I'm hearing he brought some controversy up about something. I'm really not sure what was going on. But, you know, I know that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So what I'm saying, I can't speak on and say that I'm a part of it because I don't know what was said.
Well, we're going to clarify that now. If y'all give me a minute.
Okay.
The main thing is that it got several calls today. I don't know what the topic. I know what the topic is. I don't know what Joe said or what he didn't say. But what this is my official statement on it until we know anything is that on every talk show that's out there, everybody is allowed to speak their personal opinion concerning whatever. I have been told several times that BET, which y'all know is not, don't think highly of Grudge Inc. and Jay Bond, but every time he makes a statement, everybody say that he has the right to his opinion, and he does. No reflection on BET. BET and myself talk. We're cordial. But everybody remind me that he has the right to his opinion. In the past, you know, Willie Dawg have made his statements according to who he supports. Mike Hill has made, everybody has a right, at least I have been told this, that, and I've heard, and I'm singling out those two individuals, not to continue argument, just to defuse this particular situation, is that Dawg have told me, everybody is entitled to their opinion. Mike here have said, a man is entitled to his opinion. Now, I am saying, a man is entitled to his opinion. Now, if Mississippi Joe made statements, he made them as an individual and as a man. His opinion is not Grudge Inc.'s opinion. It's not the member of Grudge Inc.'s opinion. It's Mississippi Joe's opinion. No more, no less, no greater or no lesser. So for all the people who say that Mississippi Joe is trying to start trouble, I say make sure that you're giving Mississippi Joe the same right that you're giving Jay Barnes, Big Clark, Cold Killer, BET, Mike Hill, Willie Dawg, give him that same right to make his opinion his opinion. So whatever was said, we have not had a conversation with him concerning it. I know I have not. Mississippi Joe has not. I have not called him, asked him to be my pawn, to say nothing. You know, so whatever he did say or didn't say is solely a reflection of him. So with that disclaimer, for anybody, you know, if you like what Mississippi Joe said, then you thank Mississippi Joe. If you do not like what Mississippi Joe said, then you dislike Mississippi Joe. So my challenge is stop trying to blame what people do on Grudge Inc. unless every time somebody says something against Grudge Inc., it's going to be charged to one person. So let's end that now today. And so let's get into Mississippi Joe. Are you there?
I'm here, Jay. How is everybody doing?
All right. Also, we got Big Clark on, too. And I want everybody to know that this show is being recorded. There's no call-ins.
I want to have an open forum. We're going to discuss it, and it will be posted on all the websites around the country, including Grudge Racer, within an hour or so after it's completed. And so with that being said, Joe, I don't want to – this is not a platform for you to restate whatever you stated, more so just to state, you know, where are you at on this issue and what is the issue that you know of?
Well, Jay, first of all, I'd like to thank you and Kill and everybody for calling me and seeing what was going on before you all jumped the gun. A lot of people have just jumped the gun and don't know what they're talking about. And I just want to commend y'all for calling me and seeing what is going on before you all jumped the gun.
Jay, all right, let me add one more. Crew Chief, hold on one more second. Let me make sure. Crew Chief also is on. And
okay.
So I want to make sure everybody, you know, who know who's on. But go ahead.
I was listening to Killer as Dog was giving him an interview. And Dog asked, was I on the phone? And I was there all the time, but I just didn't want to be bothered with his two-faced snake ass. So I never replied, never texted him. But all the time I was listening to the whole race between Killer and Tony Wright. And I heard Dog ask Killer to come to what he considered on coming to House Hook. So Killer said on live air, Jay, the only way he'll come to House Hook is they get out the tower and nobody's in the tower and only the W light gonna be on. Some considering to that. And I said, damn, to myself. You know, that was a big accusation. And so and then after that, I went back on Grudge Racer that night, and then I went back on the next day, and they had a three-page write-up about it. And then come to find out, when I was on my show, they had a four-page write-up. It was a gentleman on my show that told me they had more than three pages. I was wrong, it was four. All I'm simply saying, Jay, I'm not trying to bash nobody. I'm simply telling the truth. It is what it is. Now, I look at it like this. You, as a track owner, promoter, whatever case, you make your living by your track and making. Thunder Valley the same way. Darlington the same way. South Georgia the same way. Well, why all the U.S. 19 Bobby Childs the same way? Why all the other tracks can be ridiculed and talked about, and they trying to make a living too, just like House of Hook? It appears to me that House of Hook is the only track that you are not allowed to say anything about, period. And I'm tired of that shit. And this is Mississippi Joe speaking. Just like you said, this is not Grudge Inc. This is not Jay Bourne. This is not Cold Kill. This is not Type In. This is Mississippi Joe. This is my opinion. What makes they shit don't stand? You know, I was always taught if a man don't wash his ass and I don't wash my ass, then we both gonna stand.
Well,
Joe.
I don't want to use this now. I don't want to use this to go back over. You already stated what you stated. And so the main thing is, from my understanding, everybody's trying to blame everybody other than you for your remarks. So are you saying those are your remarks solely?
Of course. All 5'10", 290 pounds of Mississippi Joe.
And so that's the main thing that I was trying to, I'm still saying, and again, because there are certain people out here so touchy, let me back down on something else. The only reason, listen, Jay Barnes, Mike Hill, Willie Dog, the House of Hook, it's all in good standings. To my knowledge, we're going to support each other to the fullest. Let me say this, I know I am on my part. So all the people who hear this and try to grab, just because I call one person's name to try to make it seem like there is no animosity. I'm trying, as far as I'm concerned. And the only reason that we're having this is because I have been grudging, and myself and some other people have been accused of having animosity toward a certain track, and we don't. Now, we can let, as far as each person's individual opinion, that has nothing to do with Jay Barnes or Grudge Inc. Each man has his own opinions equally, and that's the only reason I mentioned. I got to say this for the people. Y'all do know I got to say this for the people, because if I call Mike Hill's name, they're going to say, I'm picking on Mike. Mike Hill is entitled to his personal opinion, whether we agree with it or not. The same with Willie Dawg, BET, Mississippi Joe, Jay Barnes, Cold Killer. Now, all that being said, I would like for everybody to work together, because we're all trying to move beyond this fighting mode. So give me 1 second, Joe. Don't go no further, Joe. I'm going to go to, let me see, I go to Dolomite is on. Dolomite, in this present era of things, do you think that things are getting better and that this is something we should avoid?
This is definitely something we should avoid. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a man having this opinion, but there are certain things, and if we're going to move forward from stuff like this, that we just got to, you know, let lay. We can say whatever, you can say whatever you want, and nobody can mute or censor anyone, you know, because we all live in America. But there are certain things, if we're trying to move forward, that we just got to leave alone, okay? Because when we don't, leave them alone. Sometimes, you know, we perpetuate something that could be, you know, in other words, it'll never lay if we keep picking it up, throwing it in the air. We got to leave it laid sometimes, you know. But I'm not trying to say that a man can't say what a man wants to say. He can. But if we're trying to move past things and we're trying to move forward, then, man, it's certain shit we got to leave the fuck alone. Excuse the French. Because it ain't gonna benefit the moving forward. It's gonna do more taking steps backwards than it is taking steps forward. So it's certain things that we gotta try to be more mindful not to do in order to make it better to move forward. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that a man cannot say what is on his mind or whatever.
No, that's really what you're saying, though. No, that's really what you're saying. You're not listening to yourself.
You're saying
keep stuff smothered and hid under the rug. Don't tell.
Absolutely not. Here's what I mean clearly, and I'm going to say it clear because I don't want no misunderstanding. Okay? Number one, if we have no facts other than what someone told us, okay, then those types of things are the ones that I'm saying we need to let lay. Because I'm not going to bring, it's just like me saying Mississippi Joe is a thief. Because somebody else has convinced me or told me or heard someone else say it enough that I believe it myself. Sometimes if I ain't got no problem with Mississippi Joe, Mike Hill, Jay Barnes, or whatever the case might be, you know what I mean, then leave that stuff alone unless I have proof that is the case. If I don't have proof, man, I'm just saying, Joe, I love you to death. You know I do.
Hey, man,
but, man,
I'm
when you're wrong,
though,
I got to say when you're wrong.
I'm that good you think that because I got proof. You forgot I used to be
hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Yo, you say I ain't got
Joe,
no proof.
No. I didn't ask you that, Joe. I said this is not the forum for that. Now let me keep moving. All right, I'm moving down to the next man. That was Dolomite. All right, I'm going down to the next man. Big Clark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. I'm here. Jay, what's happening?
All right, Clark, you familiar with the situation? And I won't give everybody a chance to speak on it again. I'm sure you've heard where I stand on it. So would you please address the same issue from where you stand?
Well, Jay, I'm like this. You know, I wasn't able to listen to the show because I had personal issues going on. And my whole thing of it is I've been trying to go back and listen to the show. You know, and someone called me and told me that, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. I had some background. But listen, the thing they called and told me, Joe called me himself, and I had a few other phone calls. All I wanted everybody to know that, you know, Big Clark didn't know nothing about what was going on. Jay, I talked to you. You didn't know nothing about what was going on. And, I mean, this is not grudging. This is simply Mississippi Joe himself. He man enough, he came on and said that. And I mean, that's all I know about it. You know, whatever his opinion is, he's entitled to it. And as long as he can stand up like a man and say, hey, I did it. Y'all, if somebody got a problem with it, call me. I'm okay with whatever he say. I mean, that's, you know, it wasn't a grudging act. It wasn't my act. And that's the end of it with me.
All right. All right. Moving back on down the line, Crew Chief, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here, Jake.
All right, Crew Chief, are you familiar with what's going on at this point?
I'm vaguely, I'm put like this. I heard about it, but not in full. About the situation, but you know, with that being said, I didn't really get all the details to what was what, but like I said, I heard bits and pieces of what's going on, you know what I mean? You know, so with that being said, you know, I really care not to really comment about it, but, you know, I'm here just listening here to be informed exactly of, you know, what's what has been, you know, been going down so I could be up, you know, up to speed on what's what. You know, maybe later on down the line, somebody might come or give me a phone call or email or anything. And, you know how people always like to do, call you. What you think about what Joe said, you know, this, that, and other, you know. So, I'm just listening, you know, trying to, you know, get up to speed that way. Whenever the issue do present itself, you know, I have the ins and outs, not just, you know, what they want to bring to my ear. Because, you know, when people bring news, they want to bring it one way. You know, they don't
That's
bring
true.
It to you, you know, both ways. So I'm just, you know, filling in to, you know, be aware, fully aware of the situation and what's going on. That way I can handle myself accordingly in the future if it ever comes up, you know. So I'm just here.
But
like I said, I care not to comment. I'm going to go back on mute and continue to listen, you know, to the issue at hand.
All right. I'm going on down the line to the next person. Tight Man, concerning Tight Man, I know you had a chance to talk earlier, but pertaining to this situation with Mississippi Joe representing himself or Grudge Inc., what is your statement on that?
Joe, I'm like everyone else. Joe, I met Jay. Joe came on and said those was the state, his opinion, not Grudge Inc. And for anyone that had anything to, you know, question, Mississippi Joe said, give him a call, and I'm very satisfied. It was very clear. It was very clear, you know. The playbook has been laid out on where someone's feet need to be held to the fire. You get them on the phone. You ask the questions. They answer, and you pretty much come up with a resolution. And Joe, you done that, Jay. And Joe stood up in the paint. So, you know, maybe the grown people can act like adults and know who to point the finger at instead of pointing it at Grudge Inc.
Let me ask a question right quick. Joe, you on, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here, too.
Let me ask a question. What actually did you say last night? So I can, cause it sounded like it got something to do with me. So what actually did you say? Because everybody going to want to hear.
Okay, what actually did I say? I said, I've listened to the show, the race, Tony Wright and Cold Killer. And
mm-hmm.
I actually heard Cold Killer. I actually heard Dog say, Cold Killer, will you come racing at the House of Hook, considering come racing him at the House of Hook? And you kind of paused, hesitated for a minute, and then you said, well, and then Dog said, nah, 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 be nice, killer, be nice. And you said, I'm going to be nice, but the only way I'm going to come to the House of Hook is everybody get out the tower when you cut out all the computers. And I said to myself, wow, that's a serious accusation.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Let me ask you this question here, then. Okay, I mean, you heard that there, and then you made a statement about it. Do you have your own opinion on what I said, or do you have anything to say? Like, okay, I can support what I'm bringing up on my show. Do you have any supporting things that you got on this situation? Because I'm trying to figure out why is it such a big deal that you brought this up. Because it's a conversation. It's you got your own opinion. You can.
Yeah, I got my.
If you want.
Listen, Killer, you didn't say nothing directly, pointed it out the hook. You just made a statement. Everything that you said was indirectly on the air. And I made that clear on my show, indirectly. But I also did say that an 8-year-old could understand what you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I also made that compliment now.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe. I'm trying to figure out why is it such a big problem? Why is everybody, you know, is it such a big problem? I said what I said. And if anybody heard, I'm not going to repeat it. Why are they making a problem out of it?
Okay, well, if people want to know what you meant, it was 4 pages on Grudge Race, so I put it out there on my show. I mean, Killer, from what I see, man, this is just the truth. Killer, this is not bashing nobody. This is simply the truth, Killer. And I mean this. They can talk about U.S. 19. They can talk about Thunder Valley on Dog Show. And I'm speaking on Dog Show. Be clear. I'm not going to leave nobody puzzled. You're going to know what I'm talking about and what I'm saying. They can talk about Thunder Valley, Macon, Darlington, one-sided, the track got locks, whatever. They can talk about all them tracks. But goddamn it, when something go on at the House of Hook, Killer, they don't say nothing about it. It's like it's off limits, like you're going to go to jail if you say something about the House of Hook.
Yeah.
Well, not me.
That.
I ain't never been no yes boy. I'm my own man. If House of Hook,
well, hold on, y'all. Let me get this. Listen, this forum again, because believe it or not, the only reason we're getting these calls is because everybody listened to or read that one board. And so, if y'all gonna live by their rules, then you, by the same token, will die by their rules. So you cannot say and play, you know, the game unless you listen to unless you get all the rules and the facts straight. So I'm saying again, not to rebash. This is not to bring it back up. Now, Cold Killer asked a legitimate question to find out what Joe said. Joe stated, Cold Killer, if you want to reiterate what you said or if you want to retract what you said, that's up to you. Each man can speak for himself. The main thing that I want to make sure that we are all speaking as individuals and not necessarily as an organization.
You're right, Jay. I don't want to retract nothing I said because whatever I said a minute. But I'm just trying to, you know, because I know the people are going to listen and feel like it's just like a public service announcement. I want to give them, you know what I'm saying, a little more than just a public service. I want to kind of get down to the bottom of what Joe's saying, get down to the bottom of what I said, and try to figure out why is it such a problem. When people can feel a certain way about other tracks and say it, you know, and put it on the internet, but nobody come to defend and say, no, and it don't be 10 pages long, why it is such a problem? You know what I'm saying? When somebody come bash Cold Killer, it's 2-3 pages long. Nobody say, don't do it. So why, when it's a problem when people bash certain people, like when Tony bashed Chris, it was such a big deal when Tony bashed Chris, but nobody said, no, Tony, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Only the people that felt that was in close to Cold Killer camp, they bashed Tony and told him don't do it. But everybody else was like, you know what I'm saying? So why is it such a problem when certain people that really just frequent the House of Hook track say something that is just a problem? We got to get past that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got to get past that because, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna bash the House of Hook unless I got a reason to. I'm not going to bash Tony Bynes unless I got a reason to. I'm not going to bash nobody unless I got a reason to. You know, I made the comment what I made Wednesday night, and it is what it is. But y'all got to realize this. That's a blog board. It's a forum for people to say what they want to say. And there's nothing wrong with y'all defending the track or a person. But what y'all got to realize is y'all can't call people stupid and dumb because they say what they feel. Because now y'all just doing the same thing they just did. Y'all calling somebody stupid and dumb, and now y'all bashing another person. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all take a situation and y'all hear it and y'all take it, y'all comment about it and let it die. You don't have to make 15 comments on one post. Make your one comment and let it go. You know, unless this is what everybody wants. If this is what everybody wants, then let's have it. Let's bash and joy and put information out there. Cause that's what the board for. It's for information. It's for smack talk. It's for all the above. So one thing about y'all gotta realize this: if y'all don't like what somebody say, cause I look at the board all the time. I just don't log in. I don't comment because shit. What am I gonna say? All I can do is tell somebody to lock me in and meet them at the track and do my job. So it ain't for me to join the board and try to, you know what I'm saying? But as all these boards that's out, we need the people that, you know what I'm saying, that go on and do it because, you know what I'm saying, without that, you know what I'm saying, the boards, there'll be no such board. But y'all got to realize this. Y'all can't take a man's word and call him stupid for having their own opinion or their comment because Joe had a reason why he wanted to bring it up, and I had a reason why I said what I said. So y'all just got to take that for what was said and not try to tell a man he a liar, he don't know what he's talking about, because, you know what I'm saying, that's just what y'all can't do in this situation. So, you know, we didn't want this thing just to be a survey public now. I wanted y'all to kind of hear kind of the conversation because y'all don't get it. Y'all not getting a chance to interact with us on this conversation. So, you know, I didn't want y'all to think we were just trying to separate ourselves from Mississippi Joe. You know what I'm saying? We just wanted y'all to know Mississippi Joe's statement was his statement alone, and he had evidence of his own. He wanted to, he reading why he made the comment or made his show about it. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to kind of get a little more insight of what Joe said and kind of just tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't guard, you know what I'm saying, one person. Y'all got to just let whatever said be said and let whatever done be done and move on and let it be another day. You know, that's all I really want to say. Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Okay. Well, I got it. Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to go down to the next name. It's Big Clark. Big Clark.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Did you make your comment?
Yeah, I made my comment, but you said you didn't want Joe to it wasn't a platform for him to say, you know, to say this and that. So, I had a question if I can ask him, Jay, if you'll let him answer.
Yeah. As long as it's a direct question, but I just don't want to create another platform. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right,
you
right.
Find
I understand.
Out for me.
I understand.
Who got the 843 area code?
Oh, I don't know.
843 and 803.
That's Carolina, ain't it?
I'm trying to see those two.
That's
numbers.
Carolina.
843 and 803. Regardless, okay, they hung up. Maybe they didn't want to talk. But either way, so 8.
843-7300. Your mic is open also. I was going to give you a chance to say something.
Go ahead, Clark.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, you know, I mean, I'm like everybody else. I like for the nonsense to be gone, but at the same time, you know, everybody got a voice, and I'm not following Mississippi Joe for nothing he asked. I mean, maybe he had a reason to ask what he asked, but if you did, Joe, you know, I agree with what Baldy said. I've been trying to listen to the show, but I listen to it on my phone. Each time it's called getting good, somebody called my phone and messed the show up. So I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it. But Baldy asked you, did you have any facts? And Dolomite asked you, did you have any facts or any proof of what you're saying? And I just want to know, do you?
Hold on. I got to interject on that.
Y'all won't let me talk. Jay, let everybody
I know, but hold on before that is said. If it's something somebody else said, that ain't a fact. That's hearsay. Now, so if somebody told you that joke, that ain't fact. So let's not go
hold
there.
Hold
unless,
let me say this too, Jay. Let me say this too, Jay. How about this?
All right.
You hold that, Joe. And how about this? They say they want to have a special show on Monday. How about on the special show, they get me, myself, they get Mississippi Joe, they get Jeff Miles, and anybody that want to weigh in on this topic. So everybody got to, you know, everybody can, you know, it ain't like we just holding this court amongst Grudge Inc. Let's hold a court amongst the United States, you saying, of the Grudge Racing world. You know what I'm saying? So whatever Joe say, he have everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? I can say, Joe, I didn't say that. Or Joe, yeah, you right. Or, you know what I'm saying? So when I say what I say, if they want it, you know what I'm saying? Or we can just let it die. They can come Monday, we can have a topic on tie sizes and Mickey Thompson the best tie or who's the best tie. We can have a talk about that come Monday. Or we can have a topic and we can get down to the nitty gritty and kind of just lay it out because it can't be solved if we just. If everybody that's involved, the major players involved, are not all on the same page or on the same phone at the same time. So that's what I would say about the situation. I would say Joe not answer that on this forum. If it should be answered and Dog want to take it there, let Dog have a show Monday and get everybody on. Jeff, me, Joe, anybody else that got anything negative or positive to say that want to, you know what I'm saying, that kind of want to.
Well,
you know,
let me tell you what I think.
If they want to open that door. Open the door all the way, not halfway.
Well, listen, Joe, what's going to happen, and what I would prefer, I'm hoping, I want y'all to state what you state. If you know something personally, if you want to state personal information, but the minute is he say, if Joe say, somebody told me, that incident, that person going to deny it was ever been told, and it's going to make Joe look bad. So let's not do that. If somebody said, now, if somebody got a personal experience, now, Monday, I'm saying this. Let's let this end this, because what will happen, there may be a Monday show, and there may be somebody trying to make it be what they want it to be, but they're not going to let, if we continue down this road, it's going to be one thing after another. So all of them.
Go ahead, Jay.
All I'm saying is, I was trying to clarify because of a lot of accusation that it was Grudge Inc. doing the talking. Each man has the right to speak his own, and so that's what I was trying to clarify. And I was hoping that we'll be over with this and we'll move on to bigger and better things. You know for a fact that we've had shows and people get on there and say and people deny. It just be another he said, she said, and nothing never get resolved. So can't nobody stop. I can't hear what somebody saying something.
Oh, somebody got your speakerphone.
Okay.
Right. Take your phone off speakerphone.
So, you know, what I'm saying is all we're trying to do, the platform – has already been said, and Joe have came on and said that it was him 100%. That was his personal opinion. So we all know that can't nobody bash a person for having a personal opinion, because it's done every day out here against not only the House of Hood, but from my perspective, a hell of a lot is done on Grudge Inc. and Jay Barnes. So, you know, as long as I want everybody to know that was Joe's opinion, and if you want Cold Killer's opinion, Cold Killer, if you want to give your personal opinion from what you know to be fact, then that's true. I mean, that's not we can talk about. That ain't no issues. But I'm just trying to cut that one thing where these troublemakers or these so-called people who want things to be good always looking for something to be bad. Now, we are a little bit an hour in. I didn't want this to last all. Is there anything that y'all think that we need to close out, line up, or say?
Jay, I need to say this.
Go ahead.
Now, if you want to, if everybody for letting this go, then that means after we get off this show, it's dead. That means that don't nobody entertain Dawg on his show when he calls him and try to get you on or whoever else on. Because it's dead, right?
Well, right. And now, again, we can't make nobody do nothing. This show will be posted on not only Grudge Racer, but about 10 more sites around the country so that everybody can hear what our opinion was and what our conversation is. Ain't nothing on this conversation private. You know, that's why I'm saying anybody, it's for the purpose of everybody knowing where everybody's standing. And I'm saying, I would like for everybody to let this issue, as far as the people involved in it that's on this line, let it be a mute point. And in the future, we'll try to deal with things the same way. When something come up, we'll address it, because nine times out of ten, it's always somebody trying to make something worse than what it is. So, you know, this will be, if y'all give me 1 hour, it'll be posted up on all the sites around the world. And then, you know, let it stand where it stands. So, that being said, is there any final word that anybody wants to be posted from California to New York to Miami?
Well,
I got one final word right quick, too. I do want to say this here now. I made my comment against Carolina Dragway, not Jeff Miles, because I've spoken to Jeff on several occasions, and we had a number of good conversations. So I do want everybody to realize, you know what I'm saying, the comment I made was not on Jeff Miles' behalf. It was on, you know what I'm saying, House of Hood Carolina Dragway. So I want y'all to get that understanding so y'all don't think it's, you know what I'm saying, it's against Jeff, because, you know, Jeff has never done anything to me or never said anything to me that I disapprove of. So I just want y'all to understand that part, too. So I don't want people, you know, just to think that I'm going against Jeff Miles. So it's not, nothing I said was against Jeff Miles. So that's all I got to say about that.
All
right, Sonna. I'm sorry, Sonna. I forgot to go to you. Sonna, what's your words?
My words is, I mean, because I said I was kind of put into the mix of having to be the, like it was a conspiracy, like I was the co-conspirator of the whole, you know, thing. But what I said from my input on the show, I also, which first I'll let everybody know, I did not know what the show was going to be about. Joe asked me last week to post, tune into his show, because he got a new time. I did it last week and I did it again this week. But neither time did me and Joe discuss anything that what his topics is, because everybody talk about whatever they want to talk about. You know, and like I said, Joe is his own man. Joe said what he wants to say. That's his opinion, so he got every right to say whatever he wants to say. The other thing is, I made the statement that, you know, Keynes, a guy named Keynes came on, which he's always pretty verbal on their board, and he came on and made a statement what he said or what he thought Cold Killer was saying, and I just made the statement. I said, look, Joe don't know what Cold Killer meant. Keynes don't know what Cold Killer meant. The only person know what Cold Killer meant is Cold Killer. And without Cold Killer talking and saying it, that's the only way we'll know what was actually meant. So Cold Killer just said what he had to say, and that's it. I personally don't see, you know,
I don't see why it's been blowed up so much. But, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I just want to see it, you know, put behind us so we can get back on to the road or whatever y'all say, the road to recovery, or, you know, everybody singing Kumbaya together, because this stuff is too much damn drama.
All right, you know, with that, final words, anybody else that got anything to say on this matter, and I'm hoping the reason nobody has got anything else to say, that come Monday, that you'll still have nothing to say, Tuesday, you'll still have nothing to say, and the rest of the year on this issue, the people that's on this line will be fully stated and through with it. So anybody else, final words, and we can have a nice evening.
Jay,
Vaughn.
I got one question.
Jay Vaughn.
All right.
Go ahead.
I just wanna tell Commander Mississippi Joe. So for one, speaking his mind and his opinion, and for two, when people have something to say, you know, stand up in the paint. There's so many times people throw rocks in this grudge game and hide their hands. And Mississippi Joe say I'm what he say, 5'10", 290 pounds. Here I go.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, you know, let's just like the whole thing is they people wanted for Mississippi Joe to whatever, and I think we handle it. Let's move on. Now, and there's no need to have a special show. If you have a special show, now you get all the players in place, and whatever stick, it stick, man. So, you know, let's just let sleeping dogs lie. And hopefully this approach here with Jay, I think this is a clever approach. And maybe when we have some future incidents in the grudge where we take this private approach instead of getting 1,001 buttons coming up and saying whatever, whatever. But Joe, you done what men do when you say, you know, I'm quick to open my mouth, and everything I say might not be right, but I stand behind what I say, so it is what it is. Joe, I just want to tell you, you know, whatever come, you let them know that you're ready for whatever. That's all you can do. Respect the man for being a man. That's it.
No,
I don't have nothing else to
no
say
doubt.
About it.
Now, the question I have, while I got the president and the vice president on the line, so I just want to know, do I need to get in touch with you all before I decide to hit a certain topic now on my show?
Let Cold Killer answer that one.
Let me finish, please. Because I notice, and this is not bashing nobody, I notice everybody else say what they want to say and do what they want to do. As soon as something don't go right, everybody else, y'all excuse me for saying this, but I'm just telling it like it is, and I'm telling you what I've seen over the few months. All hell gonna break loose again anyway. If I'm wrong, y'all correct me.
Let me ask that joke. You don't have to call. You a grown man. We granted you a show. You are able to say anything you would like to say. What you gotta realize this is repercussions behind certain things you say. So if you say it, be willing to deal with the repercussions. But you don't have to answer to no man, you know what I'm saying, especially in the grudge ink world, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, when you said what you said, what's the big fucking deal? You said it. Why everybody crying about it?
Thank you, man.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What the fuck everybody crying about? You said what you had to say. You know what I'm saying? If they want to open them doors, let them open the doors for everybody on. Don't open the doors, you know what I'm saying, privately. You know what I'm saying? Give you the opportunity,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, to open all the doors so everybody can hear and everybody can express, so it's not a one-sided conversation. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what I think what I read, they were saying that you didn't get everybody on, which, hey, it is what it is. But let's let it lay. But if they want to open the doors, get everybody on for all the doors open. Joe, that's all I can say. But you don't have to ask nobody nothing. You say what you say, and it's consequence behind it. Hey, you deal with it. But what's the big deal?
Okay,
we
y'all said that now. Who would be now? I hope that there is no more shows about this topic. But
no,
because
no,
I feel like somebody's gonna do it.
And okay, I'm
so
with
who? Well, okay. So the reason I'm saying that, I don't want it to be a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday show with just three people on and a whole lot of listeners just to bash. So, you know, so I'm still saying this. Let it be dead, and until there's a full forum of people that's involved, let it be dead. So, anybody else?
Yeah, I got some final words. I don't follow. My thing over here like this. I agree with what Killer and Joe said. Joe grown. He said what he want to say. You know, and to me, seemed like he's dealing with it. But now, if there is a show, Jay, if there is a show, and I wouldn't lie to you, I think, Mr. Joe, whatever facts and proof and anything else you got, should let it out. My advice to everybody is to let the whole shit die. If you done said something in the past you don't want to get out, y'all leave it alone. That's my advice.
All right, final word. All right, final word. Anybody that's going once, final words. Going twice, final words.
I do have one question to you, J-Bone.
God damn. Boy, I'll finger that button. Go ahead, Joe.
So you mean to tell me you not going on Dog Show when he calls you tomorrow, right?
I'm gonna talk about Indiana on the 27th, Maryland on the 3rd, and Texas on the 10th.
Well, that means it's dead. It's dead then, okay. I just asked. All right.
Going once,
and y'all call
going twice,
y'all.
God damn. All right, what's that, Joe?
Y'all have a good day. I'm through with it, Jack.
Hey, Jay Ball.
All right, yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I second the motion. It's dead and stinking. Let's go home.
There it is.